Hi, everyone. This is Gina Thorne, and welcome to the Lakeview podcast series. I'm very excited today to be joined with Steve Benson with Grace Roads Counseling Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're excited to have you here in Jacksonville visiting with us, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts about Lakeview. But before we do that, I would like to talk to you a little bit about your private practice. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into the field of working with families and addiction?
Oh, good question. Actually, I was a former missionary youth pastor and was in seminary and went to become a pastor. And after I got off the field in missionary work, I was at a crossroads. I was trying to figure out which direction to go and went and got a Master of Arts in Counseling. And then my wife and I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. And you had to get all those hours for your LPCA and LPC. Mm-hmm. And one of the first jobs that I found was a job working at a detox center. So I got thrown right into the mix of learning about addiction and learning how it all works. And I actually come from a family of addiction. I don't personally myself, but one of my family members has struggled with addiction. So I knew what it was like to be on the other side of struggling through the family relationships and the trust and all those type of things. And coming out well on the other side, actually having reconciliation and forgiveness and with my family members. So once I got into addiction work, I was a detox for several years. And then as you switched over to working with families, whose adolescents were in an addiction program, and I actually worked with the families, did psychoeducation and counseling to help bring reconciliation and forgiveness. So
That's good.
One of those areas where I didn't plan on going into.
No, we never do.
Didn't want to go into, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
But it's been rewarding. My counseling practice is, it does a lot of marital, does a lot with adolescent singles. I'm a relational counselor, and then I actually work with families that are coming through the process, so I really minister to them.
That's fantastic. So. Well, so we have a Christian program here at Lakeview called the North Star Program, and you obviously use a substantial amount of Christian principles tied to your program. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. A lot of what I do when I'm looking at from a Christian therapist perspective, I look at from a creation fall redemption, that we are created in God's image, so we have dignity. And because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we have depravity. And what I like to describe, and I didn't coin the phrase, it came from one of my professors, so I need to give him credit, is that we deal with the shadow of the fall. The shadow of the fall is why we have dysfunctional relationships, why there is addiction in the first place, and how the shadow of the fall just permeates every part of our lives, from disease to schizophrenia to addiction. And but I believe in redemption, that God is a God of redemption, and He redeems brokenness. So a lot of what I do is I work with people with that framework. Where's your dignity, but where's the depravity, where's the shadow, and how do we bring about reconciliation, how do we bring about communication, and we bring about redemption in those areas.
Which is hard, because a lot of people who have addiction have really struggle with self-forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And really worry about, you know, they struggle with, you know, the forgiveness from their higher power or God, and looking at their internal forgiveness can be a real struggle for them.
Absolutely. And, and actually looking at from their point of view, actually helping them to understand forgiveness on a deep level. What does it really mean to forgive? How does that really look? And then from a parental perspective, or a family perspective, how do you actually forgive somebody who's betrayed you?
All of that.
And what does that look like? How does it look to have reconciliation? Because you can have forgiveness but not reconciliation. But a lot of times people put the two together. And being able to say, you know what, I can forgive somebody because forgiveness really deals with me and God. The client or the addicted person is the direct object of my forgiveness. They have nothing to do with my forgiveness, but reconciliation includes them. And so actually piercing that apart and saying, look, you're called to forgive. And forgiveness actually sets you free. It doesn't set the other party free. It sets you. So a lot of those dynamics is how I view.
That's interesting.
View from a Christian perspective.
Very nice. Well, so you work with families. What are some of the challenges that you face when you're trying to help rebuild relationships with families?
Oh, wow. How many hours do we have?
Just do it in a minute. Just do it in a minute.
I think a lot of it comes down to what we're talking about is actually rebuilding trust and forgiveness and learning that that the person who has betrayed you needs to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're not. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually getting to that person to that point where they're willing to be honest and vulnerable and confess and admit. And then having the other party say, you know what, I'm going to forgive, but now how do I move into a relationship? And that's where boundaries come in, mm-hmm. earning trust. And that's where it gets kind of very hard because you're in the messiness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those are the challenges of what I would call the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a wall between this party and this party, and how do you break down that wall? Mm-hmm. But you got to identify where you are. So that's a lot of the challenges. Mm-hmm. And the anger and the bitterness and the hurt, mm-hmm. all that are just snipers.
Mm-hmm.
They're out to kill you.
And while they're dealing with all of that, you're talking to a family that's trying to navigate finding the best place for their loved one.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend to a family who's looking for treatment? How do you help them with that first step?
A lot of times when the family calls me, I do evaluation and do an assessment and try to figure out where they are in the process. Mm-hmm. If it's an adolescent, that's very hard, especially if you need residential, because mm-hmm. there's very so few residential for adolescents mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I try to evaluate, assess where the client is, what do they need? Do they need outpatient? Do they need residential? Do they need, in North Carolina, it's called SAIOP or mm-hmm. IOP, mm-hmm. intensive outpatient, and try to help the family move the addicted individual there. Mm-hmm. And I fall back and help them understand the process of mm-hmm. addiction mm-hmm. and understand the steps they need to take mm-hmm. to have reconciliation, because it's just not a disease for them.
Sure.
It's a disease and it's a whole family
right.
that is spiritually and emotionally dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just not about the individual. Mm-hmm. It's about correcting the patterns.
Sure.
So a lot of times when I assess that, I'm looking for programs that will deal with that in a certain degree.
The family systems approach.
Yeah, family systems, looking at how an individual, mm-hmm. Looking at higher levels of care, because mm-hmm. I'm a private practice, mm-hmm. so I don't have all those things in place. Mm-hmm. So I look, and I actually call some places out mm-hmm. out of the blue and say, okay, here's what I got. Can mm-hmm. you help me out?
That's good.
And,
that's good.
And I had one family almost several years ago that had a, I believe he had a lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And I said, gosh, I don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, let me see what I can do for you. So I took 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was calling places in Tennessee, North Carolina, wow. Texas, mm-hmm. trying to find some place mm-hmm. that actually did a medical model with somebody mm-hmm. who had cancer.
Right.
And then I basically said, well, let me send you to them. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they know somebody that I don't know.
Sure.
So I referred them on to
That's good that you have
places.
That network that helps.
Yeah, several of those places. And then let them take the ball, because they might not have been able to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if I can send them on to somebody else.
Sure.
Because I want them to get help.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so. Well, you sound like you have... how long have you been in practice?
Been in practice 5 years.
Okay. So if somebody were looking for access to services and they wanted to reach out to you for therapy, how would they get in touch with you?
I have a website. It's www.groundedingrace.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you can look at Grace Roads in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And my phone number is on the website, mm-hmm. So you can check me that way.
Okay.
As well. So.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us here.
You're very much welcome.
If folks are interested in learning more about Lakeview, or if you have someone that needs residential treatment, feel free to give us a call at 866-887-0142, or you can check us out online at lakeviewhealth.com.